Hey there. Hey, everybody. This is Kim with Black Free Thinkers. Again, this is Kim with Black Free Thinkers, and we are here to challenge you to think and live for yourself, not convert you. I'll say that one more time. We are here to challenge you to think and live for yourself and not convert you. So today's show is really nothing new. These are things that I've talked about and I've stated before in the past. And I said what I said then, and I say what I say now. I meant it then, and I mean it now. Atheist community, what are you doing? Where are you? You know, and in the description of the show today, I have atheist organizations and so-called leaders are doing what they do best. Absolutely nothing. Where are the statements condemning racism, police murders, vigilante lynch mobs harassing black folks, Trump declaring war on the protesters, et cetera, and so forth, right? Yet you want us to join your ranks and pay you membership fees. I stand by my criticisms of you of the past as well as my current criticisms of you. And all of this was started today with two posts that I made on Facebook. The first post: the white atheist community, as well as some black atheists, are doing exactly what they have always done, absolutely nothing. The community is trash. I stand by that. I said what the fuck I meant, and I meant every word of that. Then I followed up with a post saying I'm going to do a show today to let them know how I really feel about the blatant racism and their token mascot blacks in the atheist community. So, you know, the number to the show is 310-982-4273. And again, that's 310-982-4273. You can call in if you want to talk to us. You press the number 1. And so, you know, we have a few things to say. And I see we already have a caller here. I see you, caller. Give us a couple of minutes so that we can say what we need to say. We have Jacob with us today, Jacob Eaton, the president of Black Atheists and Agnostics United. Jacob, tell us about you and why you're here with me today.
Well, I'm here with you today because I had some things I had to get off my chest. I'm sick, absolutely sick of the black, so-called black atheist community. Many of these people, and I've had many dealings over the years with these folks, and they're not black. They black in color, but that is it. And these people up here, they let other groups into their group. They let other white people in their group, and they let them run roughshod over them. And black people, especially black atheists, because of all the white supremacy and the white atheist community, because of all this crap that we have to deal with on a daily basis, just white supremacy in the real world. Then we have to come into an atheist group where it's supposed to be black people. It says black atheists on it. Change the name. And I'm sick and tired of these people. I'm tired of them. And today, we're going to name the names. Nobody gets no cut card today. Nobody. And we're going to talk about it.
How about that? How about that shit right there? Because this has been going on for so long. And, you know, I used to come at them hard and heavy. And I still do in my own way. I just found that, you know, focusing on other things was better use of my time. And, you know, it pisses me off that I have to actually talk about this today again. Because, again, where are the statements? Now, I've had people come on my thread and talk about how what they were doing as an individual. I understand, you know, and I know you're saying, well, she's casting, you know, she's making general blanket statements. And not necessarily so. If the shoe don't fit, don't wear it. What they say, a hit dog will holler. If this does not, you know, if this doesn't pertain to you, keep it moving.
Make the dog holler. Make him holler. Make him holler. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of them.
Oh, yeah. And we're not just talking about black atheists and white atheists. We're talking about you other folks, too. We're talking about you ex-Muslim atheists. We're talking about you African atheists. Those of you that are Eurocentric. I'll put it that way. You know, you allow these white supremacists to come into your groups and you go to their conferences and you take up for these people who, you know, have absolutely ill intent towards you and your particular community. And that's what I don't seem to understand.
They ain't nothing but $2 hoes. They ain't nothing but $2 hoes. They get a couple of dollars. Yes, master, I'll do whatever you need me to do. And there's this one atheist group. Should I say the name? Because I
went
over there,
darling,
and checked again today. Okay. I was up in BN. That's Black Nonbelievers. And I was up in there today, and the head of that group hasn't said a goddamn thing about the protest. Okay? Mandisa, I'm talking about you. I warned your motherfucking ass. I warned you. I said you better come clean. You better, you had it some time. Well, now we coming for your ass. And I took my time. I know where everybody's hidden. I know where everything. I know more than what you think. Not from just from this young lady, but from a bunch of different people. So buckle up, because I know you're going to hear about this. So in your days of doing little messages behind the scenes, I don't do that. I come right for your grill. I come right for your fucking neck. I let you know months ago, be quiet. Or get out the way or get in line. Let you know months ago, because I'm a fair guy. But today, that's no more. Wait for it. Actually, you're going to get it in a few seconds.
So there you go. You know, and I'm sitting here, and, you know, what pissed me off the most and that just made it bubble up for me today is basically yesterday Donald Trump declared war on the damn protesters. And stood in front of St. John's Church with a Bible as a prop. Looked like one of those Bibles that you steal from the damn hotel. Ain't never been opened, ain't never been read. They don't even know if there are any real words written in there. It can just be all blank paper for most of what people know. You know, and you're saying nothing. The absolute murder of George Floyd, I ain't seen no statements from none of these folks. I ain't seen shit from CFI, Center for Inquiry. I ain't seen shit from American Atheists, American Humanist Association, any of them. And if they're out there, somebody please bring it to my attention. But if they're doing what they were doing back in the day, which is they were saying absolutely nothing until the black atheists pressured them to release statements condemning the racism that was taking place in this country, I have yet to see them make a statement condemning police murders of black people. Not one statement, not one word. And I don't understand. I don't understand why they have nothing to say about this. I don't understand the black, brown, red, yellow, blue atheists that are out here and absolutely not demanding anything from these people. You want us to join your ranks. You want us to join your organizations. You want us to pay you membership dollars. You say, and see, someone was, you know, challenging me earlier, and that's great because I appreciate it because I had a chance to say what I had to say. He said there's no such thing as an atheist community, as an atheist community that basically is a conclusion and not an ideology. In theory, you're absolutely correct. You know, atheism, A, without theism, religion. That is what it stands for, in theory. However, they have created this non-existent movement that has imploded in on itself, and they call themselves a community. So since you are so desperate to be seen and called a community, that is what I call you. Okay? Don't get mad at me. I didn't make the rules. I'm just following them. And so
they want to call themselves a community left and right.
Exactly. And then they want to, you know, these self-appointed so-called leaders that want to be the voice piece, that wants to speak for, you know, the community or the black atheist community or the atheist community in general. They don't speak for me. And I've said this on a number of occasions.
They don't speak, period, on anything black. They just sit there and I'm not going to say anything about politics. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I don't want to piss off anybody. I don't want to make massa mad.
Right. You know? Think they're cool for being apolitical. I mean, just the fact that you have a so-called atheist organization is a political statement. What don't you understand about that?
Nothing. No, they just want them dollars. You know, because they live in Poe, and they got living a Poe lifestyle, and they just want to be able to act like they got something going on for themselves, but when they really don't.
Yeah, up here begging for money and acceptance. And the thing is, that I still have yet to see a statement from any of the white organizations talking about the alt-righters, the white supremacists, the white nationalists that have infiltrated the atheist community. Not one fucking word. They want their money and they want their membership numbers. Because, see, having high membership numbers allows you to hedge your bets in order for you to put forth a political agenda. I wish you guys would pay attention, because some of these folks talking about, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm posting the links, and they're, like, getting quiet then. And I'm like, I've dealt with these people personally. You know, I've had interactions with them. I know what's going on and what's happening. Many of you don't. So I'm not angry with you, and I'm not faulting you for not knowing what's happening. But what I'm saying is I have no reason to make this shit up. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, BAAU, I can tell you like this, where it's born. BAAU is out protesting. BAAU is out giving money when they can't protest. BAAU is in full support of what's going on. BAAU is handling the business. What are these other groups doing? What? I don't see anything.
Eating cupcakes.
We giving money. Yeah, eating cupcakes and talking about, I don't want to upset Massa. Mandisa, what the fuck have you said about this situation? I looked all over your page. There was nothing there. Oh, are you talking and sending messages behind closed doors? I just don't know what's going on. You know,
are you talking
I'm
about the emails, the inboxes that people have sent us screenshots of? Are you talking about that?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about that. Oh, and there's plenty of them. You see, Mandisa, you should watch yourself, because let me tell you something about me. I come from a family of attorneys. I come from a family, pretty prominent family. You should have asked about me before you wanted to talk shit about me. So, watch yourself. That's all I'm going to say. Watch yourself. And the rest of these so-called atheists, these so-called free thinkers, these so-called radicals, you ain't shit.
Now, I want you to clarify what you mean when you say watch yourself, because I don't need nobody saying that anybody made any physical threats.
I'm not making any threats like that. No, I don't want to hurt nobody, but I'm just saying we're going to call you out every chance we get. Because
all right, I just want to make sure we clarify that.
We have our community. No problem. All I'm saying is that in our community, we are a black community, a decidedly black community. We are already minorities in a minority community. And we have things going on right now that decide the fate of our people in this country and abroad. And what have y'all done?
Yeah.
What have y'all done? You guys were co-signing. The white people were co-signing, saying that we should put sanctions on Nigeria. That's wrong. That is a wrong-headed decision, because you're going to put sanctions on a country, an entire country. No, the best way to handle it is to handle it quietly behind closed doors and apply pressure, but apply the pressure is in getting news organizations to talk about it, not sanctions.
Exactly.
You know the
Let's
history of
this...
Africa.
Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. This call from 612 has been holding for a minute. Let's go on ahead and pull them into the conversation. May we ask your name, and do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call, guys. My name is Michael. I'm calling from Minneapolis. I just wanted to offer maybe a slightly different perspective, because I used to be an atheist, and I'm a Christian now. And I just want to say my experience dealing with atheists in the past was that many of them have certain views when it comes to blacks and just minorities in general that comes from, you know, ideas that were put out by, you know, books like The Bell Curve and the idea of low IQ, black people haven't evolved as much. And I know a lot that were actually proponents of eugenicism. So there's a lot of racism within the atheist community that's not really talked about at all. That just sort of is swept under the rug and no one says anything about it. And there's a lot of, you know, racist views when it comes to blacks that they don't want to say, but it springs straight out of evolution that they don't want to acknowledge. And I find a lot of atheists today don't want to acknowledge at all either.
I think it's like this. Is that You see, there's evolution, there's biological evolution, and then there's this nonsense about cultural evolution. And a lot of times people conflate the two, okay? Survival of fittest has nothing to do with human society. Survival of the fittest has to do with biological survival, okay? So when people talk this nonsense and this eugenic stuff and all these other things, that has nothing to do with real science. See, I just had this argument a few days ago in the African atheist group, and I made it very clear. Look, the two have nothing to do with each other. Yes, I believe in science. Yes, science is the way that the world operates, or is the way that we understand the world to operate. But eugenics, and all that other nonsense, that's something totally different. That's guff. That's BS. That's fascist nonsense. And yes, there are a lot of fascists in the black and white atheist community. And there are a lot of people that aren't right in the black and white atheist community. And that's what we're talking about today. And thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
You're right.
I just think that from an atheist point of view, how you have to take it into account that there's no actual way of saying that human life doesn't have any intrinsic value of any kind. Therefore, for a lot of atheists, I find is they boil it down to basic matter and genetics, and they view things in the prism of humans evolving, and what would be to the benefit of humans evolving, like what could lead to humans evolving further on, and then they view certain groups of people as, you know, lacking in certain areas or having evolved in certain areas. And I just think you may dismiss it, but eugenics thinking is a natural byproduct of evolutionary thought. Because it flows with it naturally. If you take it to its actual conclusion.
It's hard for people to accept
it's not, that.
It's not a part
kind of,
because
it challenges the narratives that atheists want to put out there. This idea
that
it's only religion that creates negative effects in society. They don't want to acknowledge it, but it's the truth of history.
Brother, no, it's not. Because here's the thing. You have
the 20th century
did
happen.
Over
you can't deny it.
Okay, I agree with you on that at the turn of the century, turn of last century. But there's real science, and then there's pseudoscience. And right now we're talking, you know, when you talk about eugenics and all this other stuff and cultural evolution and things like that, that's pseudoscience. They don't even do that in anthropology or anything like that, because that's nonsense. It's just total nonsense. I can't even wrap my head around it and say, hey, that's the argument, this, that, and the other. No, it's nonsense. So when people say that, I automatically dismiss them, because it's absolute nonsense. You're talking here to a lifelong atheist. My father was an atheist. My grandmother was an atheist. We go all the way back. We have so many atheists in the black community. My family, it's at least about 40 or 50. That's just more than that. It's like almost 100 people. Just in my family,
right? But
that are half of
you're
non-believers.
Black,
right? Yeah, of course
that's
black.
The problem is you're black. So because from your perspective, of course you would dismiss eugenics as nothing and as pseudoscience. But there's a lot of atheists that embrace that thinking, that accept it,
yeah,
that believe it's true, that believe that black people haven't evolved as
and
much
that's
as
why
white
we call
people
them
have.
Out
that's
today.
A real thinking.
And that's
and
why
it,
and that's why
it
we
was,
call
it was
them
a
out
big
today.
School of thought amongst the scientific community in the 1900s. And it didn't go away. It just got swept under the rug. It didn't disappear. It's still there.
Yeah.
They just don't speak about it publicly and around certain people.
Well, we're talking about it. Stick to the show. We're talking about it publicly right now. So we're going to deal with that. Oh, we're going to put the smackdown on that right now.
Yeah, because he's absolutely
right. Yeah, but you will acknowledge
about...
that as a black atheist, you're a minority even within that community. The majority of atheists in America are white. And a lot of them hold...
Yeah.
Very racist views. They just don't say it, but
exactly.
You know they'll pat you on the head and they'll just pay you lip service. But in reality, many of them hold the same the eugenics views. I'm telling you, they actually believe that. They believe in the bell
curve. I'm agreeing with you.
Most white people have
thing.
A lower IQ genetically.
We agree with you.
Yeah. So then why do you keep calling it pseudoscience? It's not pseudoscience. That's just
it
your
is, no,
just from
not.
Your
okay.
subjective opinion. But science is based upon whatever group you want to determine it to be. And if a large, like, for example, in the 1900s, when the Nazis used basically eugenics, I thinking, to justify their actions, that's just they decided as a group to do it.
So it just depends on what group you're talking to. So your perspective, you reject it because it offends you as a black person.
But no, the scientific community rejects it.
In their mind,
the scientific community Back up. You made a false statement. The scientific community rejects that too. Okay? Sociologists reject that too. Political scientists reject that too. Hard scientists reject that too. So all the entire scientific community rejects that. So, and what we're talking about today, we're talking about those folks in the white and black atheist community that prescribe to these points of view. And we're going to call them out today. So can we call them out? Is that okay?
Because I'll give you an example. You have Sam Harris, who believes in a bell curve, which inherently says that black people have lower IQs. And, you know, he's playing footsies with the people that wrote that book. Now, again, that's, you know, what we would call pseudoscience, but I understand what you mean when you say that we're offended by it because it offends our sensibilities as black people. And I understand that. And so, you know, I guess my question to you would be, when you object to us calling it pseudoscience, are you objecting because you don't want us to minimize it and therefore kind of give them a pass on it and it diminishes from the argument? I mean, where are you coming from when you say you don't like us using the word pseudoscience?
Yeah, because, yeah, to your point, it's to diminish it and to make it seem like it's not as prevalent as it is. And I'm here to tell you that many people hold it. Now, the brother pointed out about how the hard scientists and certain science groups in the academic world don't teach it or are not proponents of it, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm talking about what people personally hold to. And many atheists hold to that view vehemently. They believe in it wholeheartedly. But just because of political correctness, they don't say it publicly. That's the only reason. But in
private,
I've heard people actually discuss this and argue for it and advocate for it. You get around enough a certain group of people, they get a couple of drinks in them where they feel comfortable to speak freely. You'd be surprised what you would hear from some of the great atheist thinkers. You brought out Sam Harris. Sam Harris is just the tip of the iceberg. Most of them,
oh, no,
they believe
I know
that. I'm telling you wholeheartedly they do.
Man, we know.
Well,
we're going to talk about that.
We're telling you we know this. We've been in conversation. We've read some of their papers. We, you know, Michael Shermer and all of them. We agree with you wholeheartedly. That's why I wanted you to clarify why you took issue with the word pseudoscience. And so what you take issue with is absolutely correct. You know, maybe we can find a better, you know, word or a better language behind that. But what you're saying about, you know, perception being reality for a lot of folks that are outside of the science, out of the lab, what have you, you know, you're absolutely correct. Their perception is their reality, and that is how they see these things. Although it's been debunked, but it doesn't matter. And, yes, they have found a soft place to land in the atheist community. I have been preaching about this since 2011, 2012. This show has gone on since then. And I've talked about the white nationalists, and I've talked about how the white nationalists, the alt-righters, the white supremacists have found a soft place to land. There were already problems before that community turned to the atheist community. There were already issues of white supremacy, and especially with Dawkins and some of the things that he says and that he believes in. The same thing with Hitch and Harris and a number of other ones. So, you know, we're not arguing with you saying that this does not happen. We're agreeing because we have been privy to some of these conversations. We've read their papers. We've read their tweets. We've kept up with a number of things that they've put out here. So we are in total agreement with you. You know, it seems like the only point of contention is the word pseudoscience. I asked you to clarify, and Jacob understands why you're saying that. So I don't want you to think that, you know, we're beating up on you. No, we actually agree with you.
No, it's all good. I understand. But it also challenges a narrative that I think certain atheists want to put out, too, as well. And the reason I say that is there's a narrative that I find that atheists want to promote is this idea that religion is the source of all this negativity in the world. And if we just embrace this secular atheistic thinking, then the world would be a better place. And I'm like, it wouldn't be at all. And people use any system of thought to justify their own evil prejudices or corruption or whatever they want to do. And we saw it firsthand in the 20th century. I don't know if you guys, like for myself, my family immigrated from a communist country.
so I know firsthand how dangerous that thinking can be and how people can use anything. But it seems to be that what the atheist community in America essentially is, and this is why they don't care about what's going on with George Floyd and with police brutality and racism, is because their agenda has nothing to do with civil rights or building a better world. They just want to be anti-religion. They just want to get rid of religion. That's it. That's their agenda, point blank, period. And anything that accomplishes that, they'll support. Anything that doesn't necessarily help that, they could care less. That's why they don't care about what's going on in Minneapolis. They don't. It doesn't do anything. Now, had a religious context where the person who killed the individual, the cop, maybe was for a religious reason, then they would have been all about it. But because it doesn't have to do that, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, you know, but what's interesting, and you're correct, you know, and anything that was outside of the separation of church and state or anti-religion or what have you, they called it mission drift. However, you know, they were still attempting to get a lot of black and brown people to join their ranks. And these are things that matter to us. So if you want to represent us, you want us to be a part of your organization, you want us to come speak at your conferences and to a certain extent, you know, give you a pass and allow you to purchase your wokeness or your consciousness, as they are now saying, then we expect you to speak out on things that impact our communities directly, that impact us directly and indirectly, because at the end of the day, it impacts them as well. However, many of them fail to see how, but it does. You know, and what's interesting is, you know, one of the excuses that I hear, well, I'll give you two examples. With a lot of these white atheists, and this is what I've experienced talking to them, they stated to me that since they left Christianity, that they were no longer racist, sexist, misogynist, or any of these negative, you know, characteristics. They didn't have that anymore because that was shed when they left.
And I've heard it too.
Yes.
I've heard
and the
it.
Thing,
That's
exactly.
ridiculous.
That's what I say. And I always ask them, mm-hmm. were you dipped in the blood of the four horsemen? Because that's what the hell it sounds like. And they mean that shit. And then sit there absolutely, you know, flabbergasted at me at that point mocking them. And I don't mock people too quick. And I'm like, I can't believe you let those words come out of your mouth. But they believe it. And the way that some things have happened with this so-called community that they claim to have is basically they've kind of turned it into a religion. And there are some people that would disagree with that. And that's fine.
Because atheism is a religion, that's obvious. You can tell in America, that's for sure.
Well, how about that?
I'll tell you like this. My group is definitely no religion. We're atheists and agnostics. And we are in over 170 countries. And everyone's opinion is absolutely different. We talk, we debate, and we can move on. Because the most important thing is the thing that we have going for ourselves, all of us are POC. And that's what we do, you know, and it's a movement about like just learning how to better yourself and things like that. You know, we don't have any deity that we worship, or we have some issues that we have in common, but some people from other parts of the planet have other things in common with them. But the only thing we do really have in common is like a certain amount of melanin or a shared heritage, a little bit, not even fully. So that's where we're coming from. So it's a different type of thing. You know, we kind of handle it in a holistic way, and we're definitely not a religion.
Right. And
anything
with
an anti-religion. So you're a religion in the sense that you have a certain set of views, like a worldview that has
addresses certain basic issues. We have a political worldview. That's about it. We don't have, this is not
no,
a religion.
I mean,
we have a political worldview. That's it. We have socialists. Wait a second now. We have socialists. We have communists. We have centrist Democrats. We have Republicans. We have all this thing up in there, in my group at least. I can't speak for the other atheists groups, but I can speak for mine. So, but we also have a collective consciousness about when something's happened bad to black people around the world. I don't even care who you're
right,
married
but
to.
You, as an atheist, you have certain philosophical views that you have to have basically just logical conclusions. For example, you believe in subjective relative morality, number one, obviously, because you believe morality is a human construct. Secondly, your whole view of whether life, human life is intrinsic or not, or what's the actual value of a human life, how do you even come to that conclusion? It's basically relative to the culture or, you know, what the person has to even determine that. So there are certain views that are direct byproduct of what you think. You're not willing to acknowledge. Like, as an atheist, it's very difficult to have to be logically consistent and make a moral critique of another person. Because as an atheist, you have to acknowledge you're all your morality and ethics is relative. It's subjective.
I'm making a relative.
So
I'm making a conclusion about
people's
there's morality right now.
There's no basis to your morality whatsoever, so there's no ground for you to critique.
Lots of basis
anyone
to my morality.
Ethical
my morality
behavior
is
at all.
Do you want to hear what my morality is? Okay.
It's subjective.
Your rights begin. Your rights begin. My hard, fast question about my morality, your rights, I don't care what you do, but it's like this. Your rights begin, well, your rights end where others' rights begin. Okay? So.
And why is that?
Why is that? Because we are all human beings. We all have certain inalienable human rights. Not civil rights.
Inalienable human
have...
rights? How is it inalienable if you're an atheist? It's not inalienable. What are you talking about?
But you got to remember, in my opinion, when we start talking about morality and ethics, I feel that it's arbitrary in nature and subjectively applied.
Exactly.
Of course, if you're an atheist, that's what you have to think. That's the only option you have is relative subjective morality. You don't have no other option. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the brother understands the point I'm trying to get to here is that as an atheist, you have no basis to critique anyone else's ethics or morality whatsoever. All you have left is your own subjective opinion, but you can't critique them like they ought to do this or ought to do that. There's no such thing in your worldview. That's why I said as an atheist, you have a certain worldview that is unique to you that you have to acknowledge, which you seem to not want to acknowledge it. I don't know why.
We're not a monolith. And, you know, and again... My experiences as a black atheist woman are much different than the experiences of a white atheist man. Two different worlds.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter in this case whether you're black or white. The fact that you're an atheist means by definition you have to have subjective morality. You cannot be an atheist and have objective morality. That's just by definition. Because according to your worldview, all morality and ethics is a byproduct of the human mind. Therefore, by definition, it's subjective to culture or individual.
So what atheist
handbook
are you getting
this
from?
That's what I'm saying.
What
as a collective, you all have that shared view.
And Christians don't do that? And let's be real. Handbook? Break it down real quick. Don't Christians do that?
Yeah,
because
no,
I
don't
know
if God exists.
Hold on, wait a second.
God would be the source from where an objective
world standard
could come from.
Wait a second. No. You talked. Now I'm going to speak. But isn't that the case with a lot of Christians? Because I don't know a single Christian out here or, you know, or Islamic person or anything else or Jew that follows all the teachings that it has in their religious texts. Okay, first of all, you'd probably be in prison if you followed all the teachings in your religious text.
As a Christian, I don't think so.
As a Christian, Kimberly, can you quote some Bible verses? Because as a lifelong atheist, that's a weak spot for me.
Oh, I know you're going to quote Old Testament Bible verses from the Levitical law and ask me as a Christian, do I adhere to these? Yes or no? That's what you're going to tell me?
Kimberly?
I mean, whether it's even in the New Testament,
that,
some of the
just,
things
see,
that
shows
Paul
you don't understand. You don't even know what the Bible
the
teaches
things.
Because the Bible's clear in the New Testament when it comes to Gentiles. There's a different set of laws that apply to them than it does for the Jews. But obviously,
but
because you don't
is,
know
is
what you don't understand Christian beliefs,
as
an atheist, you're
going to
quote something from Deuteronomy or Leviticus.
Dude, you don't want to let anybody speak. So here we go. I got the buttons on my side. You know. So anyway. The laws of the Bible, you know, basically the laws that were written to the people, telling them, and it was more than 10 commandments. I need people to understand that. They were not able to follow all of those laws, which is why it was rewritten. And that is how we came into the New Testament and some of the laws that were put forth in the New Testament. And Jacob, what was the point you were going to make?
Oh, hell, that guy was lost in the sauce, so... don't worry about it. Let's get back to what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, but see, check this. you know, the arguments, one of the arguments that I already know the atheist community is making right now, which is the same old tired argument. And I would like to thank our 612 caller for calling in. And, you know, it's nice to hear from another libertarian, because definitely you're on a libertarian thought process there. But they're saying, what is the church doing during this time? You know, where is the black church? And my answer to them is the black church is doing what they have always done. They're doing what they did during the Civil Rights March. They're doing what they did during the Civil Rights Movement and the Black Power Movement. They're doing what they did when Black Lives Matter was out here marching. They are maintaining an air or spirit of ambivalence for the most part. Now, during the Civil Rights Movement, they allowed some of their churches to be used for the people to gather together and to plan and strategize and to meet. Right. And there were some Christians that were out there on the front line with them. I'm not, you know, again, when I talk about these things, I'm not going to sit here and say not all Christians or not all atheists. But what I'm saying is they have a pattern, you know, of how they, you know, receive these particular movements and the roles that they play. So the fact that you don't see a lot of them out here making public declarations or putting on their church choir and marching with that on, you know, I don't know why you're surprised. This has been a pattern. However, with the atheist community, you mock, you ridicule, and you put down the communities of belief and try to, you know, claim some type of superiority over them. And you, and with many of them, yes, they believe in the Bible, and we all know that the Bible is a white supremacist weapon of terror to a certain degree. Again, I know it's going to be some Christians that disagree with me, but again, there's a difference between black Christianity and white Christianity, and I make sure that I talk about the difference between the two. So with these, a lot of these white Christians, they wield that Bible as a weapon of mass destruction, okay? And that is what they've been doing with it, to the point that you have a lot of these black pastors recapitulating these white supremacist talking points. We know that that is happening, which is why I try to educate people about these things. We know
Hebrew
that that's
Israelites
happening.
Too. Let's get it straight. And some in the Hotep community too.
Oh, yeah, but see, the thing is that, you know, and when we, okay, now there are a number of different communities, and there are members of the black nationalists. All right, the black nationalist community is a big old umbrella, and there are a lot of subgroups mm-hmm. that fall underneath that. So when we talk about the Hoteps, you know, and Hotep means peace, and I've been chastised about using that word.
A little bit, yeah, and so, I have to, and I need to stop that. We're talking about right. the Ashies.
Okay.
I know. I should,
so, I mean,
I should be better than that.
Right. So, you know, I've been
Sorry,
chastised,
guys.
So I try not to say Hotep. I always talk about
okay.
a specific group of black, you know, nationalists, right? And with them, they
right.
have the same talking points as these alt-righters and these white nationalists. I know we've posted articles talking about the bromance between the alt-righters and some of these black nationalists, specifically the Hebrew Israelites and you know, that particular branch of black nationalists. And they believe in the same things. And it's just interesting because when we point that out, people think that, you know, we're making it up. And then we bring them documented evidence, and they're like, oh, shit. We didn't know that was happening. This particular group of black nationalists and black Hebrew Israelites, basically they want white supremacy and blackface. They want the same things. You know, you have the homophobia, transphobia, you have the patriarchy, you have the sexism, you have all of that, the misogyny.
And
misogyny.
They all hate Africa. They all hate Africa, too. They don't want to be African.
Why is that?
Racism. Hey, they got their Bible. And
internalized racism?
I know this is all internalized racism, and, I mean, that's the best way I can say it, because you got these people out here talking about, oh, we're Native American, not African American, not African, the slave ships didn't happen, all this nonsense. I mean, it's like, I can't. I just can't with any of them. And that's why I want to see the black atheist community step the hell up. And I know in BAAU we're stepping the hell up, but you don't see that in some of these other groups. So
right, you know,
hey,
we're
you know
supporting
we
people in other countries. You know, they come to us
yes.
for help, and we've supported them. We've supported people mm-hmm. in this country. You know, I've been, you know, I've been making donations, and I know some people are like, well, Kim, you're not out there marching. You're not out there. I've been out there before. I can't be out there right now. You know, I just had the heart surgery, and I'm going to end up having another one sometime soon. I physically cannot be out there at this point because I can get very hurt very easily.
Oh,
and
yeah.
now that I've
yeah,
found
yeah.
out that my
hey,
heart situation, oh, yeah, my heart situation is reversible, which is why I'm going to need another mm-hmm. surgery. You really think I'm going to go out and fuck up my progress? Because at the end of the day, someone is going to have to exist to support them and to be out there marching in the future. I need you to understand that. But I am sending money. I am amplifying voices. I am sending notes to these young folks, the ones that, you know, some of these groups out here that I know people who run these groups. I'm sending them text messages. I'm calling them. I'm sending them, yo, what you need?
Kimberly,
you
are one of our great thinkers. So, yes, you're doing what you need to do, okay? Save that for people like me and other folks out here, okay? You're doing what you need to do. So, you know, if anyone comes and questions you, they're going to have to come ask me questions first. And my history is authentic. And long, okay? You can
How
listen
about
to
that?
Steve Coakley tapes. You can listen to Steve Coakley tapes back in the 90s and know who the hell I am, okay? So,
oh yeah,
you know, I've
you
been
know,
on point a long time.
Exactly, exactly. And so it was interesting because, you know, the caller that called in, you know, he was making some good points, you know, and granted. You know, and I mean, I can understand with him taking issue with the word pseudoscience and how it minimizes, you know, the white supremacist natures or base nature of a lot of people, especially a lot of white people. You know, there are things that they would not dare to utter out of their lips in front of us until they've gotten a couple of drinks in them. And then all kinds of shit. You know, comes out. And that's one of the reasons why me and a few other black atheists, when on the occasion you can convince us to come out to your shit, when you start drinking alcohol, we disappear.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're not trying to join the party. Right.
Hey, I don't,
you know.
Yeah, we're not trying to join the, you know, the after party, the after after party. Some of people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, none of that, you know. And so, you know, the ones that, you know, what I find interesting is you get defensive and you want to put up the black church in front of me and ask me what is the black church doing. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, but see, wait a minute, how are you using the black church as a shield from my critique and me challenging you on what you are or are not doing? How are you going to do mm-hmm. that? This is a group you allegedly hate, many of you. So how are you going mm-hmm. to hold them up as an example? Factor them out of this conversation. Because mm-hmm. they have nothing to do with this atheist community or so-called community. And again, I know some of you all take issue with me calling it the atheist community. I did not make up the rules. I did not create this situation. They were already a community before I found them. And they call themselves the leaders, but they're self-appointed leaders. However, if you notice, you see the same people over and over. You need to ask yourself why. But where are the statements
uh-huh.
again? Condemning the racism. And with many, the majority of these white atheist organizations, because I had someone say, what white organizations? I don't know anything about any white organizations. And I'm like, they exist. And they wanted to argue that they didn't exist. And I'm like, well, if you're insisting that they don't exist, then the ones that are out there calling themselves that should be involuntarily dissolved. Because
uh-huh.
When is something that exists doesn't exist? How does something that exists not exist? How does that work? That sounds like Trump speak to me. What's up is down. Mm. What's down is up. How does that work, Jacob?
Hey, you got me on that. I mean, I'm just a I'm just a little old truck driver. We don't know about them highfalutin things. I'm just a southern boy. We don't know about them things.
Right, and I'm
all
tripping
I know
on
is
this
just plain clear mm-hmm. speak. That's it.
But I'm tripping about this, you know, this libertarian atheist that came on my wall, and he was talking about, you know, belonging to the cult of woke, right? But this is the same type of libertarian atheist that falls, you know, behind Hitch and Dawkins and Silverman and
mm-hmm.
American Atheists and these other organizations that are out here begging to be recognized and to be a part of
mm-hmm.
these different political organizations and parties. And then he says atheism has no political identification or association, right? And
mm-hmm.
again, in theory, this is why I know this is one of the reasons why I can pick a libertarian out of a crowd. It can be 1,000 people there, and I can pick the 5 libertarians out of the crowd because
why,
of the way
they,
that
they
you
look
all
a little slow.
You know, and they construct these nonsensical arguments, you know, just
my
like
goodness.
They'll tell you that the Constitution says that all men are created equal. Therefore, racism and sexism and all of these things do not exist because on paper, in black and white, it exists. And again, this is where they try to make their arguments coming from the quote-unquote human race.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, they are factoring out your lived experiences. They are factoring out your blackness. They are factoring out your womanhood. They are factoring out all of these things that make you who you are as an individual.
You don't even have to start there. You can start with their very first, their core principle. They believe that in a certain worldview that doesn't exist, never has existed, and never will exist. Okay? Mankind. Womankind,
mm-hmm.
peoplekind, whatever you want to call it, okay? We are a hunter-gatherer species, period, okay? That's what we came from. Just because we got some other things going on with us and we got this opposable thumb and we're able to think a little bit doesn't negate the fact that we are nothing but a naked ape. And that naked ape works as a cooperative. So your idea of this selfish little worldview that you think that you have is nonsense. So I don't even take it there with them because everything their entire argument, their entire thing is no different than someone talking about a burning bush. Okay? It's no different
mm-hmm.
from that. It's nothing.
Right.
It's nonsense. Nonsensical.
Right. And see,
it's ridiculous.
Right. And their arguments are based upon pretty much the same premise. It's based upon individualism, right, or individuality, and it's based
mm-hmm.
on objectivism. That was his whole argument,
mm-hmm.
the guy they called earlier.
Yeah.
And then they wonder
yeah.
why we can pick them out, because it's so funny, because they try to argue points from Ayn Rand and her bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
thinking that we're too stupid
mm-hmm.
to see where they're coming from and to understand what they're saying. I understood perfectly what he was saying. I just happened to disagree
mm-hmm.
with some of the points that he was making. But as far as how these individuals speak and how they really believe, that is the truth. Because I will tell you about some of these white people out here who are claiming to be not racist, and in some cases even claiming to be anti-racist. They can spit off these talking points. You know, they think they woke. They think they conscious. You got some of these black and brown people out here giving them the high five and the fist bump and telling them you got that down. And then in the back of their mind, they're calling you every name in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using you. They're using
yeah.
you to shield them from challenges and critiques of racism, sexism, and all these other things. But you don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, I'm tired of the $2 hoes in our community. I really am. We got too many $2 hoes. You know, at least up
$1
your game.
$1 for the jukebox, the other one for the bus.
You know. Yeah, I mean, I'm really sick of it.
Lady.
I mean, I see these people. I don't even know what to say anymore because it's just, oof. They get on my last nerve. They just really do.
You know, I got to read what this fool was saying, right? You know, now, I had a problem
mm-hmm.
with the Atheism Plus people, too, Right, but my my issue with them was something totally different than you know, some of these libertarian atheists. You know, again, they consider that as mission drift. And that's pretty much what they said, trying to get them off course. And all of that, while the people that were allegedly keeping them on course was, you know, over there kissing the ass and begging the damn CPAC people crowd to accept them. And a number of other things, you know, how they changed their organization to be able to receive dark money and not declare where the donations are coming from. Mm-hmm. See, I'm looking at this, you know, there are many layers to a fucking onion. And many of you
aren't aware of everything. They're taking fascist money.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're taking fascist money. Let's be real. Let's talk, call it what it is. As someone who is a socialist, and yeah, whatever, I'm a socialist. As someone who's a socialist, and I see people who take that type of money and do these types of things, you are nothing but a hoe. And I'll call it out. Oh, you're a hoe. And fascists, I hate, I abhor fascism. And these people are nothing but fascists.
Right, and let me tell you what this guy said. He says, as for claims of racism in current America, most are fabrications and exaggerations.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of libertarian atheists believe. They dismiss it. And the thought of them being able to deny people services, to deny people their rights and all that, you know, they get off on that. That is what they believe in. And then they can't understand why people like me are like, I can see through their shit, and I have absolutely nothing to want to do with them. However, there are some black atheists that are libertarian as well. And they follow the same doctrine. They have the same talking points. And especially for a couple of them, how the hell are you going to hate and be against poor people when you're poor? Every time I see you, you begging. How does that work?
Not very well. You know, well, you know, some people are delusional as well. Just because they got out of religion doesn't mean they know how to think.
Right. You know. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, so, you know, where are the statements? Where are the statements against Richard Spencer when he proclaimed his atheism and was encouraging people to join the atheist community ranks? Not a word. Crickets
not
and
a
tumbleweeds.
Word.
Not one damn word. Where's the statement talking about, you know, the police murdering of black and brown people, particularly black
Crickets.
People?
Where
Crickets. Is the statement condemning Donald Trump for declaring war on the protesters, basically trying to revive the insurrection law and put military troops on the ground, you know, and you know, hey, you know, nothing is going to be. Go ahead.
Donald Trump standing out in front of a church, holding the Bible upside down. Nothing.
Where's the condemnation of that?
But they want to go and condemn some. You know, I mean, yeah, it's bad what happened to that African gentleman in Nigeria. They want to condemn that. And then they said we need to put sanctions on the entire country.
Right.
But
and what's interesting
no, nothing.
Is, right. But it's the white progressive and moderate liberal atheists, the white ones, that are trying to encourage some African and black atheists to impose sanctions on Nigeria to find a way to do that. And they're allowing themselves to be used in that manner, because all they're trying to do is create a wedge so that they can go in and propagate and perpetuate their white supremacist agenda. But again, you get to talk at a conference. They may bring you to America. They may even, Lord, let me let that go.
Hey, I look at it like this, you know, I'm basic, you know me. They flash a little cash and they get a little ass from these people, you know? It's no different what's been happening to Africa for the past 400 years. You know, the colonizer comes in. The colonizer tells them something wonderful that those few people want to hear. And the colonizer fills their head up with some stuff. And guess what? The colonizer gets the land. And that's how I view these people. And that's one thing. You know me. I don't mince words. I say what I have to say, and then I move on. And I'll light them up in a second. If this is an African issue, hey, us Africans should be dealing with it. Okay?
Right.
This is an African issue. Us Africans should be dealing with it. The Africans of the diaspora should be dealing with it. Why do we need them? Why do we need the right wingers? Why do we need the white supremacists? Why do we need the fascists? Why do we need, and I don't even call libertarianism anything other than what it is. It's fascism by another name. Why do we need those people? And especially, why are you taking money from them? Are you ignorant? Are you stupid?
How about that?
Or are you a crook? So,
and, you know, those are the questions at hand. You know, so we only planned on being here for about an hour today, but it ain't over.
We haven't even got started yet.
Okay. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Maybe we can take it
a little bit longer.
You know, because,
because,
you know, there are individuals out here that are out here protesting, that have raised their voices. You know, and again, I'm not talking about you individuals, okay? I'm talking about a community that has created a community and called themselves a community. I'm only calling you what you call yourself, what you're so desperate to create. I mean, they've gone so far as to create atheist churches and fellowships. But it's not a religion, though.
Well,
it's not a religion.
You know how they are. You know how they are.
But you don't give a damn what's happening to black and brown people because we're just exaggerating shit. You know, George Floyd, you know,
mm-hmm.
he killed himself because he had no business having a carotid artery, right?
Exactly. Hey,
Mandy. Black people get the right?
Hey, Mandy, I'll stay off your ass and won't talk about everything else I know if you just make a statement talking about what's going on right now. Make a statement. I challenge you to that. Do that. Make a statement about that. I promise to leave you alone. That's all I'm asking.
And she's going to make a statement about
you. Statement. I hope she does. I hope she does. You know? Baddest man smacked my hand. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, there's someone on my wall out there searching and didn't see any comments from CFI. And, you know, he didn't see any comments from BN. And he posted an article about Sam Harris and a number of things that, you know, that we've been talking about over the years. Not one
mm-hmm.
statement. Not one word.
No, because you already know what they are. You know, I'm going to start calling groups what they are, hoe houses. You know?
Well,
the bordello.
Well,
we don't do that at AAU. We know bordello. So, we don't take money from nobody, and any money that our organization has comes from us. And anything we decide to do in the group we give money to, it comes for our membership. Actually, it doesn't even come for our mentorship. It comes from a few people that can.
Yeah,
so
leadership. That's
what
that's
we
us.
Do. Yeah, the leadership.
Yeah.
That's how we do. That's how we do. We believe in community.
Right, and I can already
see. We believe in our
see.
International blackness mm-hmm. community.
Right. And I can already see, you know, some of the pushback for me. Yeah, I appeared in a couple of things for Freedom From Religion Foundation. They do good work. They're doing work on separation of church and state. They do good
mm-hmm.
work. They have attorneys on, you know, on the payroll. And they work diligently
mm-hmm.
behind those issues. And they've put out some statements in the past. Whether they have one out now or not, I don't know. I saw something come in my inbox the other day from Annie Laurie. I just haven't had a chance to read it yet. It may be a statement. And if it is, I'm happy. Good.
About
what
her.
About everybody else? Well, I mean, I got I get emails from them regularly. So sometimes I get a chance to read them, sometimes not. You know, but the thing is that, you know, at least their work is transparent. You understand their work is transparent. Mm-hmm. They're filing these court cases and they're winning them.
Right.
You know, big difference.
I ain't mad at that.
You know, so I wanted to make sure that I gave a shout out and make sure that, you know, with Annie Laurie and Dan Barker, and you know, they've been doing some good work. You know, and a statement may be out there. I'll go and look. Well, no, I'm not looking for shit. If y'all see it, just show it to me. You know, it shouldn't be this difficult. But the white atheists, the majority of them that are on my friends list, and out of the 4,000 people on my friends list, I would say at least 1,000 to 1,500 of them are white atheists. Crickets and tumbleweeds. Or misquoting Martin Luther King. Or trying to use Martin Luther King's words to shut us up and silence us down and to make us stop protesting. At the end of the day, they're still white people, and they're still saying that basically, yes, these things are wrong, but, you know, we can solve it this way. It's going to be gradual progress. You know, how long is this supposed to take?
Yeah, why are they never quote letters from the Birmingham jail, Martin Luther King?
Okay, you someone know. Just put up here about a statement from Freedom From Religion Foundation talking about justice and healing need. Hold on a second here. Needed to halt America's poisonous racism. Let me click on this so I can see the date on this that they put up here on my wall. You know, this is June 1st, 2020. So Freedom From Religion Foundation has something up. Let's see here. This is from American Atheists. Let's see here. This is from June 1st. Okay, and a statement from their president, Nick Fish. You know, so, I mean, it's here. I wonder who pushed them on this, you know, and
yesterday,
let me go back.
How long has this thing been going on? And yesterday you have a statement? Dang, it's
about
lower
that?
Than Trump.
Well, see, but this is the thing. So I was right about not seeing anything. Because I'm like, you know, again, I want to take ownership when I'm wrong. And I'm like, I don't remember seeing anything. You understand? So now he stands in front of a church with an upside-down Bible, and basically, you know, but I haven't read their statements. I will read it, you know, but I, you know, at the beginning, I said that Freedom From Religion Foundation had, you know, made statements in the past, and, you know, that they do good work, and I was really hoping that they put something out there. So it's good that happened, and now we see the one from American Atheists. I have not read the whole thing. And you
well,
know they're talking about
better than I guess Lowe's no. better than anything, yeah.
Right. So maybe you should draw up a statement. We can put out a press release and put out a press release statement from our group as well. But we've been fighting for them. You know, we've been fighting this for years. This isn't new to us.
I know. I made video statements before this thing even popped off. Hell, I predicted this thing popping off.
Exactly.
I predicted a thing in the group. Put it on tape. Shoot, almost 3 years ago when Trump got elected. So
yeah,
hey, we're straight. Yeah. But if they want us to put out a press release, that's fine. A presser, that's fine. I don't care. But
yeah,
I've been making statements on it.
Let's put out
it.
A presser. You know, because I mean, these are things that we've talked about, and you know, they know where we stand. That's a given.
Yeah, it's clear.
Especially me.
I ain't worried about them.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about any of that either. You know, but my whole thing is these are organizations that get in millions of dollars a year. What the hell?
And you just
know,
had a
so,
statement yesterday? Hell, Justin Amash made a statement quicker than that. I mean, let's be real.
How about that? How about that? So, you know, our challenge stands as it stands. And, you know, but in addition to making a statement, I'll be looking forward to the donations that you make to help these protesters. It goes beyond just making a statement. Where are the donations? And not donations to these damn, you know, huck and buck
we
black atheist organizations.
We're setting up refuges.
Right. See, and this is the thing. not donations to these huck and buck black atheist organizations or some of these huck and buck smaller white organizations that are claiming to do work of anti-racism. No, give it to organizations that are on the ground. Colin Kaepernick has, you know, an organization, Know Your Rights Camp. They're taking money to get lawyers for the protesters in Minnesota. You have CPAC in Chicago, the Chicago Jail Bond Fund. They're bailing out protesters in Chicago. Over 1,000 protesters were arrested. They were trapped downtown. If you've ever been downtown Chicago, when they raised the bridges, you cannot get out of downtown Chicago. You are stuck. And they trapped those protesters, imposed the curfew as cover for arresting them. And we're still bailing them out.
Mm-hmm.
Donate to organizations like that that are doing the work. Donate to, you know, mm-hmm. Black Youth Project. Donate to some of these local black organizations out here that are doing the work. And I'm not talking about black atheist organizations. You've given them a couple of crumbs. They ain't doing shit but giving parties and flying each other in mm-hmm. all over the place to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now what?
Yep.
So, yeah, let's
I would like
on
to see something get done.
Yeah,
no,
it would
I
be
would
nice.
Be happy with just a statement or two. Shoot.
Well, no, we got no. Because, see, they can talk all goddamn day long. We need action. That's what these Democrats have been able to get away with. Oh, well, we believe in civil rights. We believe in human rights. And black people should have, you know, the same rights as everyone
hey,
else. And
hey,
then they do nothing.
I'm considering this. So, hey, I'm considering the source. So, therefore, I'd just be happy with the statement. I'm not worried about them. Let other bigger groups actually do
no, that's
business,
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about groups like American Atheists and Freedom From Religion Foundation and all that.
Yeah.
Make donations to the organizations that are on the ground with the protesters, supporting the protesters directly. Them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you give
I
it to
agree.
Some of these smaller atheist organizations, ain't nothing gonna, they ain't going to do nothing but buy pizza and cupcakes and fly their newest fuck in. That's all they're going to do.
Well, okay. Got no doubts out of me on that one.
So there's that.
So
all right, darling, mm-hmm. let's dial this down. You know, we'll be back. It ain't over. Trust and believe this
okay.
is not over.
But I do want to say something.
Go ahead.
I do want to say something real quick. Look. Black Atheists and Agnostics United is a group for black people and some POCs of marginal communities. We are stationed all around the world. We have members all around the world. We are a group that financed by black people. We do not take any money from any outside sources, period. Nor will we ever take any money from outside sources. So that's what we are. These other
unless
groups,
we designate that
know,
outside source, it's vetted.
Yes. These other groups take money from groups that don't necessarily have black people's best interests in mind. Us, we do things differently. We don't care where you come from, what you do, who you're married to, what your sexual orientation. Don't care. But we do care if you support people of color. That's what we care about. And since it's black atheists, we care if you support black people. So that's what we're about. That's what we are. And that's what we continue to be about. And my name is Jacob Eaton, and I am the president of BAAU.
All right, and my name is Kimberly Veal. I am your head angry sock puppet. Thank you, Greta. For that title there, and I ain't seen shit on her blog either. You know, that she was one of the main proponents of Atheism Plus, Miss Social Justice, you know, Advocate Activist of the Year. I ain't seen shit. And I'm not coming to your Facebook page to look for it either, which I'm pretty sure by the end of this, I'm going to be blocked, and I don't give a fuck. But I'll continue to be that angry sock puppet. miserable motherfucker. So anyway.
So tell us exactly how you feel.
Oh, so all right. So with that, again, this is Black Free Thinkers. We are here to challenge you to think and live for yourself, not convert you. We are Black Free Thinkers, but we are not the Kanye and Candace Owens kind. Oh, no, no, no. That is not who we are. You all enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, yeah. Oh, we have a show on BAAU tomorrow. It's going to be on YouTube tomorrow night after we do the show. So,
yeah,
tomorrow's
show, we're going to talk about, has the black church hindered the black community from liberation and progress?
And if you're looking to find me, you can find me at Black Atheists and Agnostics United International. And I'm Jacob Eaton, and I'm the president of BAAU.
Fantastic, Jacob. Thank you for joining me today. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. It's 91 degrees. I didn't realize it was that hot. 91 degrees, so y'all take it easy now. And I can't say nothing because I've been complaining it's been too cold. All right, bye, y'all.